Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Ford Motor Company, ticker symbol F. If you're thinking about investing in this iconic automaker, or just curious about how they're holding up in today's market, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So, Ford is a name most of us know. They've been around since 1903, shaping the auto industry with their trucks, SUVs, and now a growing focus on electric vehicles. Based out of Dearborn, Michigan, Ford isn't just a car manufacturer. They're a global player with a massive footprint. We're going to break down what's driving their business right now, where they're making money, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's start with a quick look at who Ford is as a company. Ford Motor Company designs, manufactures, and services a wide range of vehicles, from their legendary F-Series trucks to commercial vans, Lincoln luxury models, and now a big push into EVs with models like the Mustang Mach-E. They also have a strong financing arm through Ford Credit, which plays a big role in their revenue mix. With over 170,000 employees worldwide and a market cap hovering around $46.5 billion, Ford is a heavyweight in the consumer cyclical sector, specifically in the auto manufacturing industry. Their mission has evolved over the years, and now they're all about innovation. Think electric vehicles, software, and connected car tech. But how does that translate to their numbers? Let's dive into the financials. When it comes to revenue, Ford pulled in a massive $187.3 billion for the full year 2025. That's a huge top line, and it shows they're still a dominant force in the industry. Breaking it down geographically, the United States is their bread and butter, accounting for about $122.6 billion of that total. Canada and the UK also contribute significantly with $14.5 billion and $12.3 billion respectively, while other regions chip in around $35.4 billion. On the product side, Ford Credit, their financing segment, brought in $13.3 billion, which highlights how important their lending arm is to the overall business. This diversified revenue stream, both geographically and through financing, gives Ford some stability, but it also means they're exposed to economic swings in multiple markets. Now let's talk earnings. Ford's most recent quarterly results for Q1 2026 were a bit of a mixed bag, but overall, they crushed expectations. They reported revenue of $43.3 billion and an adjusted EBIT of $3.5 billion, which is strong. Even better, they raised their full-year 2026 EBIT guidance to $8.5 billion, signaling confidence in their trajectory. This performance was driven by strength in their Ford Pro commercial business and growth in software services. However, not everything was rosy. There are ongoing challenges, and we'll touch on those later. For now, it's clear Ford is executing well in key areas, even if the stock price didn't react as positively as some hoped right after the earnings release. Diving a bit deeper into what management had to say during their Q1 2026 earnings call, there's a lot of optimism about their strategic moves. They highlighted the strength in Ford Pro, their commercial vehicle segment, as a major driver of profitability. They're also doubling down on software and services, which are becoming a higher margin part of their business. Management acknowledged some headwinds, like supply chain costs and investments in EVs, but they're confident that their focus on operational efficiency and new product launches will keep them on track. It's reassuring to hear leadership so focused on balancing growth with profitability, especially in a competitive industry like this. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Ford's financial statements. Looking at their income statement for 2025, revenue came in at $187.3 billion, as I mentioned, but net income took a hit at negative $8.2 billion, translating to an EPS of negative 206. That's a stark contrast to 2024, where they posted a net income of $5.9 billion and an EPS of 1.48. The loss in 2025 was largely due to some one-off factors and heavy investments, but it's still a red flag for profitability. On the balance sheet, Ford has $289.2 billion in total assets as of 2025, with $23.4 billion in cash and equivalents. their total liabilities stand at $253.2 billion, leaving stockholder equity at $35.9 billion. That high debt-to-equity ratio of around 4.2 is something to watch. It shows they're leveraged, which can be risky in a downturn. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow was a solid $21.3 billion in 2025, and free cash flow matched that, which is a good sign they can fund operations and investments without too much strain. Overall, the financials show strength in cash generation, but highlight the need for better bottom-line results. So is Ford stock a bargain or overpriced? Let's talk valuation. Right now, Ford's trading at about $11.88 per share, with a price-to-sales ratio of 0.25, which is pretty low compared to the broader market. However, their trailing PE is negative due to the 2025 loss, so that's not super helpful. Looking forward, analysts peg the 2026 forward PE at around 9.14, which suggests the stock could be undervalued if they hit those earnings targets. Compared to the auto manufacturing industry average PE of nearly 59, Ford looks like a steal on a relative basis. Their dividend yield is also attractive at about 5%, offering a nice income stream for investors. Enterprise value sits at $186 billion, reflecting their significant debt load. All in all, the valuation metrics point to Ford being potentially undervalued, but the debt and inconsistent earnings keep me cautious. Let's break down Ford's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture. Starting with strengths, Ford has a powerhouse brand with a loyal customer base, especially in the truck segment where the F-Series dominates. Their push into EVs and software also positions them well for future trends. On the flip side, weaknesses include that heavy debt load I mentioned. $253 billion in liabilities is no small number, and their profitability has been inconsistent, as in the 2025 loss. Opportunities are exciting, though. The EV market is growing fast, and Ford's investments in models like the Mach-E and F-150 Lightning could pay off big if they capture market share. Plus, their software and subscription services are a high-margin area with room to expand. Threats are real, though. Intense competition from Tesla, GM, and even startups, plus macroeconomic risks like rising interest rates or supply chain disruptions, could hit them hard. Ford's got a lot going for it, but they're navigating a tricky landscape. Looking at Ford's recent stock performance, the chart tells an interesting story. Over the past week, the stock is up about 0.94%, and over the last month, it's gained 5.5%. Zooming out, the three-month return is 12.89%, 6 months is 21.93%, and over the past year, Ford's up a solid 49.2%. That's strong momentum, especially compared to the broader consumer cyclical sector, which is only up about 2.83% over the year. Over 5 years, though, Ford's return of 19.74% lags behind the sector's 9.16%, showing they've had some struggles in the longer term. Technically, the stock looks like it's in an uptrend, but I'd keep an eye on resistance levels. If it can't break through, we might see a pullback. For short-term moves, I'd watch volume and any news catalysts, especially around EV sales or macro conditions. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see what Ford might really be worth. Using a discounted cash flow model with some standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, we can estimate the stock's fair value. Based on historical free cash flow trends, Ford generated $21.3 billion in operating cash flow in 2025, and factoring in their growth potential in EVs and software, the numbers start to take shape. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to around $24.66 per share, compared to the current market price of $11.88. That suggests Ford could be significantly undervalued, with a potential upside of over 100%. Now keep in mind, DCF models are sensitive to assumptions. If growth slows or costs rise, that value drops. But even with conservative estimates, there's a case for Ford being a value play at these levels. This aligns with some of the forward PE metrics we discussed earlier, reinforcing the idea that the market might be underpricing Ford's long-term potential. All right, let's wrap this up. Ford Motor Company is a fascinating stock with a lot of moving parts. They've got a storied brand, a massive revenue base, and exciting growth prospects in EVs and software. However, the heavy debt load, inconsistent profitability, and competitive pressures are real risks to consider. Valuation-wise, the stock looks cheap, with both forward PE ratios and intrinsic value estimates pointing to upside. Performance has been strong lately, up nearly 50% in the past year, but long-term investors need to weigh the risks against the rewards. Personally, I think Ford could be a solid pick for value investors with a long horizon, especially if they execute on their EV strategy. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.